Then William or Bill Burkett was investigating the state treasurer, Leo Winters.
Right.
At the time, you were thinking of running for president.
Correct.
I think you crisscrossed across the country, would bump into Jimmy Carter, farmer from Georgia, Jimmy
Carter. Right, he was doing the same thing.
But then we also have the riot at McAllister, the summer of 73. Tell us how you were able to bring that under control.
Well, I had had the example of how Attica was handled by Governor Nelson Rockefeller in New York. His deciding to storm the prison had resulted in so many deaths. I was determined that if there was any way I could stop that, I wouldn't do it. So I counseled with all the people involved, the Highway Patrol, the National Guard, my advisors. And finally, all of us together determined that the best thing I could do is go to McAllister and try and negotiate with the prisoners who were holding 23 guards hostage. So I did that, and as I walked into the prison late that afternoon, I walked past a young National Guard captain who gave me a sharp salute as I walked in the door, and I returned the salute, and I saw it was David Boren. Here it was just a year before he became involved in the race against me. Very interesting time. So I went into the prison, and having seen the dossiers on the main leaders of the prison riot, I thought that I might gain some help for the hostages, and that was to give those men the publicity that they seemed to crave about getting their demands out. But more than anything, it was a I'm big and you're a little situation as far as they were concerned, where they wanted to show they were the big men in the riot. Well, the strategy worked, and they were allowed to make statements that were broadcast. The result was that we were able to negotiate a release of the hostages, and none of the guards were killed. One prisoner was killed, but that had happened before I came down there.
What were their issues? Why were they rioting?
They were asking for less people in the prison. They were asking for better food, better accommodations. But all of those things were in process under a federal court order that we were administering that had been started 6 months before. It just had not all been implemented. And you must remember, a hot Oklahoma summer generates very big problems in those prisons anyway. And I think that was what fermented the whole thing.
Were you nervous walking in, wondering if that was going to work or not?
I was, oh my gosh, apprehensive. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was worried about my own safety, of course. But I was more worried that if I said something wrong or did something wrong, they might kill a guard or several guards. I was more worried about that.
You had a lot of security then around you.
I did. As I remember, between myself and the prisoners, there maybe were two or three men, but it wasn't like I marched in with a guard around me because I didn't want them to think that we were going to storm them.
Mm-hmm.